Thank you, brother.
Let's get prayed for. Bless you, Lord.
And I desire you prayer today.
Bless your heart, brother.
I say it time and time again. It's on the heart pain that I have.
It's hard, buddy. Yes, sir.
No, because you stand up here, brother, in a holy place.
Yeah.
I tell people about Jesus.
God touch you and bless you.
Brother.
You know what I want? I want to do what God wants me to do.
Yeah,
and I feel with him all my heart. He's calling me. Yeah, I'm chasing right now. But I'll tell you what, this. Right, here's the one I prayed to, Brother James.
Yeah, that's me, yeah. Yeah,
buddy. You're fine, brother. That is already
prayer
today. If the preacher don't come, there'll be no preacher done. It's as simple as that, Brother James. Just in my hands, brother.
You'll do fine, brother. Do fine.
I got a few scriptures. I'm gonna read them.
Make sure, bro.
Bless your heart, son.
I found.
Take your time, bro. Stop, man.
I thought I had him.
Bless you, Lord.
Bible says, and when they went up, this is Jesus talking to the disciples.
Yeah.
And when he went up into them, into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed, and then sat beyond measure and wondered. For they considered not the miracles of the loaves, for their heart was hardened.
Yeah. Got it.
My brother, Jules.
He told him, Bible says, he told him right here when he went up into the ship. Bible says he just got through, Brother Jamie, of feeding 5,000 people. You know, Bible says they went into a desert place because, brother, they couldn't find no rest. They couldn't find no place to get them on, brother, because everybody was just mobbing Jesus because of his miracles and because of what they seen him do. And praise God, the Bible says that he told his disciples, he said, had they spent all day with him into the evening.
Yeah.
He told them, he said, I don't want to send this multitude away because the disciples had come to him and told him to send them away if they might go into the country or into the village and to buy food. But praise God, he said, you go and you give them something to eat. But he said, you want us to go buy 200 penny loaves of bread?
Hey,
you know, he said, he said, how many loaves do you have? How many fishes do you have? Praise God, he said, we have 5 loaves. He said, you take the 5 loaves. Praise God, he looked up into the heavens and he blessed God.
Yeah.
And thank God. And he began to get it to the disciples. Praise God, he set them down in 100 and the disciples started giving this food out to them.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God, and he had fed them. He told them, they took up the 12 baskets. Praise God, that was left over. Praise God, you know what? I got to thinking, maybe these disciples, they hadn't had change. Praise God, and the Bible says they took up 12 loaves. Well, how many disciples were they? They were 12 disciples. And the Bible says he constrained them and he put them on this ship. And said, what time? I send the multitude away. Praise God. You know what? Praise God. The Bible says he went up into the wilderness to pray. And up in the wilderness, he began to pray. And you know what? He said he looked out over yonder. He looked up on them, brother.
word.
He had his eyes upon his disciples. I praise God. He said he looked down and he seen them torn and rolling because of the winds were contrary. I praise God.
Yeah.
You know what? I praise God. He knew. He sent them into the storm. The Bible says he constrained them.
Right.
You know what? There are four storms. I praise God. There are storms that we have just because that we're in the flesh. The Bible says it rained on the just.
That's
and
right.
The unjust. Yeah. I praise God. But you know what? There are storms that because we are out of the will.
That's right.
Coming
right.
To life.
Amen.
You take back old brother John there. I praise God. He got out of the will of God. Because God has sent him down. I didn't need to be the priest of the people.
Yeah.
The one he didn't like. He hated the people. Yeah. I praise God. I'm telling you right now, we better love everybody.
Yeah.
James, I don't care. But we need to take an eye and look at people. I praise God. You know what? There are storms that we get into because we're in the will of God.
Yeah.
We're disciples.
Yeah.
We're in the will of God.
Yeah.
But he sent him in there for a test.
Yeah.
Brother James.
Yeah.
They went into this. A storm. Praise God. They had no idea what was coming. What the Bible says. They got in the ship and they were out in the mist. Bible says they were in the mist. Praise God. Our troubles come. We were right out in the deep.
Amen.
Praise God. You know what? I see people all the time. A struggle. Through storm. Praise God. But you know what? God sends us into storm. You know what? I'd rather be in the midst of a storm because I'm in the will of God.
Yeah.
And to be Brother Jamie in the midst of a storm
right,
because
brother.
I'm out of the will of God.
Right,
you know what?
Amen.
The storms
great
that
brother.
We're drunk into.
That's right.
You take over in the 22nd chapter
of Acts.
Oh, Brother Paul, he had warned them.
Yes,
he had told
God.
Them. He said, don't go right now because they would be lost of ship. That's a loss of life. But he prayed God they went ahead and lose from that. They lose them from that place.
Amen.
And old Paul, he got up there and he told them, he said, listen, the storms, they ain't seen nothing. They
yeah.
Went by the stars.
Right.
And the moon said, they ain't seen nothing.
That's
for
good,
but Paul, the Bible says that he told them, he said, you should have listened to me and not have looked for grief.
Right.
And he said, you know, your heart, you take peace if you listen to me. God, my angel, God has stood by me tonight
yeah.
And told me there will be none life.
No
life.
Yeah.
Except for the ship and the cargo. I praise God. He says, but I wish you had took and listened to me.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something
yeah.
Right now.
That's good, brother.
You better stand. You better listen to what Peter
hey,
he's telling you today. What God is telling you.
That's good.
I praise God.
Amen.
He's trying to pray. I warn you. I just flee from the wrath to come.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
But Jesus told him right here. After they had went through this storm, he looked at him. He said, are you hard hearted? Don't you consider? Do you know what, Brother Jamie? I have to go back to
1987.
Once a while, I praise God. It may be just for me. I don't know. I have to go back there once a while because I get in doubt. Brother Glenn, I get to thinking, in my word, I need to be with God. Oh, I tell you, it's a struggle sometimes. When we get down there, praise God. But I have to go back sometime and realize just what God has done for me. You know what? He got up there. They got up there in that ship. But you know what? Praise God. You listen to the disciples. The Bible says they were towing and throwing.
So
they just kept on moving on. God don't want us to stand still.
Hey,
he
wants
us to keep moving towards the mark.
Hey,
the
high
I tell you what, right now, I don't know what storm you're going through right now, but there coming a day
yeah.
When our storms,
hey,
the children of God,
hey,
the Bible says, he did pour us to wrath, he poured us unto a rest.
Hey,
I'll tell you right now, I got my eyes set on glory land.
Hey,
I got my eyes set on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Hey,
I don't know what I have to go through down here. I don't know what I have to face tomorrow, but praise God, I know who holds tomorrow.
Amen.
He
amen.
Holds my life
amen.
In the grave. Upon his hand today. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, you listen to me.
Yeah.
Praise God. Jesus told him, this is twice.
Amen.
As they said, 4,000 people died. The Bible says, after he said it took 5 loaves, and 7 loaves, and fed 4,000 people to our brother Jamie.
Amen.
He said it. He... They were getting paid into shit there to make it short. You know the story there. He told him. He said he got on her. He told him. He said, "You take heed of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of hers." Praise God. But he said, "They said we didn't take. We got one loaf of bread in this shit. It's because, Brother James, he said it's because we didn't take no loaves of bread." But he wasn't talking about the bread of the feet of that hungry body. He's talking about the word of God. Take heed of what people are telling you. Praise God. I seen something yesterday. Praise God. I kept throwing down it. Somebody coming on earth and telling them about hell. And praise God. You wouldn't believe how many of the people out there that think that you're just going to burn up into a pie. And that's going to be it. And I really let it take you. Oh, it's not going to be that way. Oh, right. Okay, God, you better listen to what God is trying to tell you. He said you will have a body that will never burn up. Praise God. It will last throughout eternity. Praise God. I don't want to go to that awful place. That's all hell. You know, God has said before us good and evil, life and death. He said you choose today. It's your choice. What way you going to go? Praise God. But you think you got problems here on this earth.
Oh,
if
no
you die
problem.
Without Jesus, I'll tell you right now, your problem has just begun. Boy, there be no getting out. The Bible says the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell and been in torment. He see old Lazarus sitting off yonder in the middle. Abraham, would you see him? A Lazarus down there had a tip his finger in a little bit of water and touch it to my tongue, for I ain't torment. If you die without Jesus, you'll face his wrath.
Amen.
Right now, I don't know about you, but I don't. It scares me to death. Think about the face of the wrath of God.
Amen.
Praise God. I want to be what he wants me to be on this side. Praise God. I don't care, Brother Jamie, how hard it might be. It's a battle. Sometimes I have to go back and consider the miracles of the Lord and what he's done for me in my life. Today, I don't know about
yes,
you,
sir,
but
brother,
but you better take heed of what God tells you. This place, this world, is winding down. Praise God. There's going to be a day when you'll come and take you to your home.
Amen.
And I don't believe, Brother Glenn, we're too far from it today. You look around you. He said that day and that hour shouldn't overtake his children as a surprise today.
That's right.
If you've been in God's Word, if you look around, praise God, we're heading towards the rapture. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
God, if you're saved, if you're not, you're heading toward the great white throne judgment.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, you don't want to stand there, my friend.
I'll
tell you right now, you don't have to. Because God, I don't care what you've done or where you've been. God will save you. I'm telling you right now. He said, seek him, and he, you'll find him.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, I don't know about you, but praise God, I want to be amongst numbered amongst a living today.
Amen, brother. Yes, sir, brother.
Amen.
Good word, brother.
I'm gonna sing a song.
Yeah.
Song right here.
Thank you,
God, if you're here lost.
Thank you, brother.
I know. Praise God, we'll have an altar call here anyone too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just telling you right. If you're here lost, my Lord, in your heart, you move today.
Amen.
Praise God. God will save you.
Amen.
I tell you.
Amen.
He said, if your spirit will draw you, brother, you better take heed. Praise God. This house where I'm living, it's not much to look at, but I'm blessed and I call.
Yeah.
But soon I'll be living
alone
with Jesus. You can have it if you left behind. For a hard to clear title to a home that's far better.
Bless him, Lord.
That will never flood our decays.
Amen.
If the rapture was yesterday, would you still be here today?
Sing it, son.
If the rapture was yesterday, would you still be here today?
Hey, somebody still be
if
here.
If the trumpet had sounded by saints surrounded, would you have been called away?
Oh.
Why, there's still time to make up your mind.
Yeah, you better
do it. Let me invite you to pray.
Yeah.
If the rapture was yesterday, how would you still be here today?
Amen.
Jesus said when he comes back,
two will be sleeping, one taken and one left behind. Yeah.
How people can go on who aren't rapture ready, don't it? Just stagger your mind.
Yeah, buddy.
Living so close on the brink of forever.
Bless his heart.
One step can lead either way.
Yeah.
If the rapture was yesterday, would you still be here today?
Would you still be here?
If the rapture was yesterday,
yeah,
would
know
you still be here today?
Yeah. Listen.
If the trumpet has sounded by saints surrounded, brother, and we would be called away. Father, still time to make up your mind. Let me invite you to pray.
Yeah.
If the rapture was yesterday, would you still be here today?
Amen.
This church, if the rapture was yesterday,
help me.
We wouldn't be here today. If the trumpet had sounded,
yeah,
by saints surrounded, we would have been called away. By the still time to make up your mind, let me invite you to pray. If the rapture was yesterday, we wouldn't be here today. If the rapture was yesterday, we wouldn't be
Amen.
Amen.
You need to think about this,
Amen. I'm telling you right now, there's coming a day, I don't care what this world might tell you, there's coming a day that God's going to say, son, you go get my children.
Amen.
I'm tired of what they said to you. I'm telling you right now, you better listen to what we're trying to tell you today. I want you to flee from the wrath to come.
Amen.
Thank God, because if the wrath to comes and you're left behind, my friend, it's too late.
Praise
God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I say, what I love that word. Just come forward. Brother Adam, you get us a lot of a song, Brother Gerd. I love that word right there, brother. Get us a line there, Adam. Sister Babs, if you want to be anointed this morning, we're going to anoint her this morning. Pray over her. I tell you what, I believe Garrett's going to make a preacher. What do you think? Says in the book of James chapter 5, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If he committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. This is olive oil that we bought at the grocery store. There's no special powers. No special powers in these hands. The Bible says they come in faith. Them coming. They ask. Them coming. The Christians, the believers, come for whatever ailing in their heart, their mind, their body. And God knows what the need is. We're agreeing with God in faith that God will touch and move in a mighty, mighty way. Our prayer works, folks. We still God. We got a God that's in the healing business and the prayer answering business. Amen. Let's pray, brother. Amen.
I don't know if I can sing or not. The name's so sweet. And I have so much sickness at home, but I never have turned the loose of the Lord's hand. A woman one day had many physicians, but swirly grub worse than the Bible we're told.
Yeah,
amen. Until one day she called on Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what she needed for body and soul. If I could just touch the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
If I could just touch some part of his robe.
Amen.
I know I'd be healed. My sins forgiven.
Yeah.
If I could just touch him, I know I'd be whole.
Yeah.
Blind Barnabas said, on the wayside begging.
Yeah.
Begging for help, people passing by. Jesus came by and heard his sad crying.
Yeah.
He stopped for a moment when Blind Barnabas opened his eyes. If I could just touch the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
If I could just touch some part of his robe, I know I'll be healed. My sins all forgiven. If I could just touch him, I know I'll be whole.
Amen.
There's my partner, but she...
Cole, you got anything to sing today, son?
No, I don't have nothing back there.
I have. Come on, sing something, son.
Lord, I ain't love you.
Jamie knew some sick this time. Get Garrett up here for a rerun.
Yeah.
Bless your heart, brother.
I never sung this. I just had it on my heart this morning. I might mess it up.
It's mine the Lord. It's mine the Lord.
Yeah, y'all just pray for me. Clouds opened up and there stood Jesus.
Yeah.
Clouds opened up and there stood Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Saints of old were with him there.
Sing it, Adam.
You could hear praying everywhere. Clouds opened up and there stood Jesus.
Boy, I tell you what, listen to this.
Grace. Burst open everywhere. Grace burst open everywhere. Saints went flying through the air.
Yeah.
You could hear shouting everywhere. Clouds opened up and there stood Jesus. Myself begin to change. Help myself begin to change. Had a robe as white as snow.
Didn't have a spot.
I was
ready to go.
Clouds opened up and there stood Jesus. Gates of pearl swung open wide. Gates of pearl swung open wide. No more heartache, no more tears. You could hear, couldn't hear praying.
Yeah.
Clouds opened up and there stood Jesus.
Yeah.
Saw that river of life run cool and clear. Saw the river of life run cool and clear. There sat God upon his throne. Sure was glad I'd made it home. Clouds opened up and there stood Jesus. Clouds opened up and there stood Jesus. Clouds opened up and there stood Jesus. Saints of old were with him there. You could hear praying everywhere. Clouds opened up and there stood Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. It don't matter how
much time I'm over here. I know, we don't have the awards here. We serve the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm proud of him because he's a lot more of a man than I was when I was 13.
Me too, buddy.
12-year-old. And I thank God for saving him.
Bless his heart.
Keeping that scar and those things out of his life.
Yeah.
I tell you, you hear this morning, you're 13 or 33 or 90. God's drawing you, you can get saved.
Amen.
Just pray for us. What light is that shining so brightly for me?
That gives me such courage the right way to see what hope for my trusting soul ever shall be. God's wonderful book, divine. I love the old Bible, precious old Bible, right on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, always so happy. God's wonderful book, divine. What hope for the traveler when strength's almost gone, that makes him determined to keep plodding on. What sweet consolation from heaven's white throne. God's wonderful book, divine. I love the old Bible, blessed old Bible, light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, always so happy. God's wonderful book, divine. What chart can you trust as a guide for your soul? When tempest would stand you on some treacherous shore, what compass will point you to heaven's bright door? God's wonderful book, divine. I love the old Bible, old King James Bible. Light on my pathway it shines. It keeps me so happy, always so happy. God's wonderful book,
Amen.
You backslid a while ago. God's the
victor.
This morning I've trying to sing, and you know, I'm pretty nasally, which, you know what, I just sang to my nose. You know, the Lord whooped me, because I need to be able to stand up any time and say I love the Lord and thank Him for what He's done for me.
Yes, sir.
And without Him, with my life, I don't know what I'd do. But I was trying to sing this song this morning, then Brother Garrett got up and preached about Jesus being on the ship, and that's when the Lord kind of smacked me around a little bit and told me I need to get up here. No matter what, and at least tell you about Jesus Christ and how he loves you and how He died on the cross for you and shed blood for remission of sin. And that's a free gift. All you have to do is come get it.
Amen,
crossing the calm sea with Jesus.
Listen, boy.
Disciples were getting drunk. The wind started violently blowing, but He was asleep in the stern.
Yeah.
Does He not care that we perish?
Yeah.
We're helpless and we're so afraid. Jesus arose when they called Him, and He said to them, where is your faith? Because you prayed all night, and you've held on with all your might. Child, your cry have awoken the Master. Oh, He knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. It hit you without any warning.
Yeah.
The storm of your life had begun. Seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened with nowhere to run. By now your vessel's filled. You're thinking that you're surely drowned. You cried out for help from the Master. You know that you can't give up now, because you prayed all night, and you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Oh, He knows your voice.
Yeah.
Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. You're out there worrying that he's fast asleep.
Yeah.
The winds are so deadly, the water's so deep. Try to be patient, cause soon he'll bring peace. And one word from his voice, and it all must cease. Because you prayed all night, and you've held on with all your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Oh, he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Child, your cries have awoken the Master.
Amen, brother.
You know, no matter what's going on in your life, it ain't bigger than God.
That's right, brother.
God can pull you out of it. God pulls me out of things every day. If he pulled me out of a miry pit a long time ago. And I tell you what, I was reading the other day, and I was in the Book of Kings, and it's talking about a guy who was using an axe, and the axe head fell into the water. And they, you know, through faith, they threw Elisha.
Yeah.
Elisha put a stick in the water and it floated.
Swim.
I started thinking about that.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's anybody who's lost.
Yes, sir.
The only way you're going to get pulled out of that water is if you have faith and believe in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
If you repent for your sin and you take the Lord Jesus into your heart,
Amen.
He can pull you out of anything in this world, and like Brother Jamie and Garrett were saying, it don't matter what it is. It ain't bigger than God.
Amen, son. Bless your heart, brother.
Get your
butt.
I love you, Lord.
Bless your heart.
I stand this morning. I love you. Glad to be. It's cold out there, but it's got warm in here, ain't it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for you coming out to the house of God today. I hope you get some help. Help from God today. The Bible says in the book of Acts, where I'm going to be at this morning, Acts chapter 20, the Bible says in verse 7, Acts 20 and 7, the Bible says that upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech unto midnight. There were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. There sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was alone preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him, said, "Trouble not yourself, for his life is in him." When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted. You can be seated. Bible says in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, it was upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread that Paul preached unto them. The first day of the week is Sunday. That's where we come out.
Amen.
The first day of the week, and we have service on Sunday, and we break the bread, which is the Word of God. They come together. The Bible says Paul came out and he preached to them. And we've heard some good singing here this morning. We've had some good fellowship this morning.
Amen.
We've had some good preaching already here this morning.
Now,
but I'm going to tell you what one thing will change your life. More than anything else. And I tell people this all the time. I told brother yesterday this. If you'll come and give 1 year of your life and come faithfully and sit under old time preaching where they preach the whole counsel of God. I'm not talking about this shotgun stuff around. I'm not talking about my experience or talking about some dream or vision, brother Gary. I'm talking about throwing out the book, brother.
Hey, brother.
Preach this morning about the story of your life that we get into. You see, that's going to stick with you this week. I saw some of you in here took out a storm down in your life. Maybe you ain't doing nothing like Brother Gary said. And a storm like
cancer just comes on you. You don't know what you've done. Or just maybe, listen, God put you out in a storm somewhere to try you. I just see what you're going to do. But the most part, most of the storms that I get into, it's because I go my own way.
Yeah,
I go make my own mistakes. And then I want the bailout program. And God to bail me out.
Yep.
And sometimes God lets you ride it on out, buddy. Yep. In your storm, but Jamie sung the song. And you prayed all night. And child, your cries have woken the master. Oh, the Bible says this. I'm talking about preaching right now. The Bible says when they went in there, Jamie, into the ship, he was laying in the hinder part of the ship. I preached this before. You know what was in the hinder part of the ship? Well, the control unit was. Where to move the boat. Sometimes we're mad, Jamie. We say, God, get off that. I got it. But he's laying on the
shoulder.
And
man,
he said it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
And you're going to have preaching, buddy.
Amen.
You need preaching down your life.
Have to help you.
You've got to have preaching in your life. And the Bible says in Acts 20 and 7, that Paul, Brother Nick, he got up and preached to them. And they broke bread. And boy, it was going a long time. But we think some people preach long. Listen, Paul had a lot to say to these people. He was getting ready to leave. He may have never come back there.
Amen.
And he had a whole lot that he had to go over. But the Bible says there was a young man there by the name of Eutychus. That was his name. And the Bible says that he fell out of the third loft of the window and he fell down dead. And Paul went out. So I got my heart and mind this morning for somebody in here. Now listen to me. Look up here and listen to me and pay attention to what I'm saying because somebody in here needs to hear what I'm about to say this morning. That this boy, he fell out of church. I'm preaching this morning to somebody in here. You're about ready to fall out of church. You're about ready to fall out of the will of God. You're about ready to fall. And there ain't going to be no help for you. If you fall a certain way, you're going to rise that way. There ain't going to be no hope for you after death, son. You die lost. Hell will be your home. Oftentimes I use my own family members that have died. And somebody said, well, somebody went up to date one time and said he shouldn't say that about my uncle or about my grandfather. But I'm telling you this right now. If you die in your sin, hell will be your home. There'll be no hope for you. And you'll burn and you'll suffer. You say, why? Because you rejected what the Lord did for you on the cross. And hell will be hotter than some of these grannies and papaws that's leading these hollers. That's had an opportunity to come out. That's heard preaching all their life. That's got Bibles in their houses. It'll be hotter than hell for that person.
Oh,
a poor old boy in the jungle and ain't got a church or a Bible or no way to hear from God. God will be more merciful to that man that never had an opportunity.
Amen.
But you who have said and listened over and over and over. Let you turn a deaf ear and go away. You listen to me? I'm preaching to somebody in here. You're about ready to fall out. You're close. I know because God burnt this message on my heart. And he put this passage of Scripture. Bible says Paul was preaching to this boy. I want you to notice something about this boy, Brother Gary. Where'd he sit at, brother? He's sitting in a very dangerous place, James.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, of all the places in the building to sit at, Brother Dave, this boy, he didn't sit on the floor. This boy didn't lean against the wall. This boy went to a windowsill. This boy went to a dangerous place. And he sat down. I believe the preacher, Brother Goble, he was in the third loft of that building. I believe the preacher may have looked up there and seen him sitting on the third loft. Maybe somebody said, hey, you need to get out of that place. That's a dangerous place to sit. He said, that's all right. I got it right here. I'm telling you right now, I think some of you right now, you're sitting in a very dangerous place. Are you talking about this building? No, I'm talking about spiritually. In your life, you're sitting in places. And I'm talking about spiritually sitting in places where you've got no business sitting there. David said, and Solomon. woman. It is the problem that she was sitting in a bad place.
Sure it
is. Sitting in a bad place. Peter said,
listen,
warmed his hands about the enemy. Some of you here, you're sitting in a dangerous place.
Yeah. Amen.
Are you listening to me? Oh, yeah. You say, I'm all right, Brother Kevin. I'm still in church. I still attend somewhat. But I'm telling you right now, some of you here, when you go out this door and you go to your community or you go whatever you do, you sit in a dangerous place. Some of you sit in a dangerous place around your own home.
Amen.
You sit and watch a bunch of field.
Amen.
On the TV.
Amen.
Some of you sit playing with your phone and look at field.
Amen.
Some of you listen. You get on website and you look at things. You get on website and you're standing in a dangerous place.
Amen.
The devil is a more getting ready to push you all out.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Bless you, Lord.
You see somebody sitting in a dangerous place. Listen, should we warn them? Huh?
Yeah.
Or should we just go on by? You see somebody sitting, I remember sitting in a ballpark one time. They said, you're not going to sit there. A lot of balls come through there pretty fast. You might get hit. I thank you, buddy, for telling me that and moving me to another place. Or you might not want to sit there in that chair. Sometimes breaks. And you might fall over. And you'll say, thank you for telling me that. But if you're sitting in a dangerous place in your life, you don't want nobody to tell you nothing about nothing. And I'm telling you right now, this boy Eutychus, brother, he's set in a dangerous place.
Yeah, Lord,
that's good.
Because he's in a dangerous place, but he got drowsy.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. He sat on that window sill, and Paul was a-preaching his guts out.
Yep.
Just like some of them in here I'm preaching to.
Yeah.
Tell, brother.
Ain't half listening. Playing with their stinking fingernails, looking around, don't listen to nothing.
God,
in a dangerous place.
Amen.
Drowsy. Getting drowsy. Getting drowsy. He stood up there on that windowsill, listen. Hey, brother, he was already in a dangerous place. Oh, listen to me. As he stood up there on that windowsill, Brother Glenn, I'm seeing Tiggum back. And get relaxed. I'm just going to get relaxed. Just right where I'm at. Oh, Paul's a preaching pretty good. And now he got drowsy and he went to sleep. Hey, brother, to go to sleep, you got to get in a comfortable place.
Yeah, yeah,
you got to get in some kind of comfort.
Good,
you can't just lay down and go to sleep if something's bothering you. Something's uncomfortable. You got to get stretched out. You got to get in your place. You got to have your certain pillows and your certain covers, brother.
Hey,
you got to get comfortable, don't you? I'm telling you right now, you're getting ready to go to sleep. You're getting ready to fall out of church because you're getting drowsy in the house of God.
Amen. That's good, okay. That's good.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I got to get comfortable to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what. If you ain't right with God or something ain't right in your life, you have to be comfortable sitting here.
Not right.
Yeah. Now listen, you ought to feel welcome here.
Amen.
Anybody that comes, I don't care what kind of mess their life's in. I want them to feel welcome here. I want them to feel loved here. Hey, listen, now listen to me. By no means whatsoever, if you're lost, should you feel comfortable during this preaching right now.
Right.
No way right now, if you're a Christian
right,
and you're about half backslidden and ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing, ain't no way that you should feel comfortable right now.
Maybe
you need some uncomfortable happening to you right now.
Amen.
So if you're in a dangerous place, I don't know how you got comfortable sitting in a windowsill three stories up, but that's what sin does to you. It'll get you comfortable in a dangerous place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
That's
good, brother.
You ever try to go to sleep and you got a lot on your mind? You can't do it, can you?
No.
You got a lot of stress or a lot of pressure on you. A lot of things are going on in your life. But you got a mind, you got to clear your mind up a little bit, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, your mind's got to be kind of clear. Your mind's kind of got to be settled down. Now you think about this. He's in the third floor up there. And the Bible says specifically, said, and I read it to you, that there was many lights up there.
That's right, brother.
There was a lot of lights up there. There's a lot of lights in here this morning. There's a light of the Word of God that's shining out to you this morning. There's a light of other Christians all around you that love you. There's a light, listen, of the Spirit of God that's moving in this building and touching hearts. But I'm telling you, in spite of all that, some of you here, listen, spiritually speaking, you're getting drowsy, and the next thing you know, you're going to fall out and end up in a bad place.
Amen.
Hey, you got drowsy up there.
Amen.
Oh, you got comfortable.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen, if you come to the house of God now, I'm telling you, if you'll devote 1 year of your life faithfully, coming to the house, and it ain't because of me, for you, it's the Word of God.
That's right.
Your life will be different.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Come on, Sister Tabitha.
Yeah.
Your life will be different.
Amen.
Your life will change.
Yeah.
You'll say, I don't see how it can. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What the Word of God will do.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to commit now. You got to be faithful. God ain't going to get you out of bed, honey, and drive you up here and push you out. You got to do it too. You got to put some effort and some legs on this thing and get to where you need to be. And old Unicus, Jamie's on the third floor of the building, and he's asleep, and he's getting drowsy up there. He's got a good cup of wine, and he's kicking back, and the man of God are preaching, and the lights is shining, but he's still going to sleep.
Yeah, that's good.
It's amazing to me in this world what's going on all around us. How some people, they just like it, just don't even face them.
Yeah.
I said in Sunday school, you know what's wrong with a lot of Christians? They got the Smurf syndrome. Anybody watch the Smurfs on TV? The Carson Smurfs. The Smurfs, no matter what's going on, brother, they just go ahead and say, la, 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 la. That's what's wrong with a lot of churches. That's what's wrong with a lot of
people. Amen! Hey, amen!
We just go ahead and say, la, 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 la. Everybody's going to be okay.
That's true. It ain't no.
God's coming back. And if you ain't ready, you're going to die. And his brother Garrett preached it. Hey, this is hell. I'll be your heart.
Hey,
it ain't okay.
Oh,
good, hey, Christian, it ain't okay. It ain't okay.
All
right, brother. If you can sit for a month and a man preaches just that, and you don't never get uncomfortable about nothing, I don't like to feel uncomfortable. Hey, bless God, you're going to sleep. When I get ready to go to sleep, I don't like to feel uncomfortable. But we need that down our lives.
Hey, God,
help us. Hey, listen, if you can stand somewhere and not get uncomfortable, listen, you're more holy and spiritual than me. Because I'll be my high.
Amen.
And you do too.
Absolutely.
Brother, he's sitting in a dangerous place. Brother Glenn, he got drowsy up there. Now, let's watch him fall. He went to sleep. Eyes got heavy. Head nodded back. Oh, yeah. Let's watch his descent. Third floor now. Hanging out a window sill. And he fell asleep and he fell. Brother, I got to thinking, why did he fall out that way? Why did he fall into the church?
That's good, bro.
Why did he fall out?
He's
on the windowsill.
He went that way.
He's leaning that way, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, why, brother Bubby, if he's on a windowsill, you think he'd been hanging in a little bit looking for the tree?
Yeah, bro.
You think you've been hanging in, seeing who's the new all stars, and see if he can pray for somebody. See if he can look in there and see what's going on, see if he can get in on the service.
That's
somehow.
Good,
brother. But you know what he's doing? He's leaning out.
Yep.
He's leaning the other way.
Yeah.
I'm talking about somebody's fault, getting ready to fall out, you're leaning the other way.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
You're leaning the wrong way.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, how do you know, Brother Kevin, if I'm leaning the wrong way? It's very easy. As a matter of fact, everybody around can tell it but you.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody at that third floor was looking over and saying, now look, Mama Eutychus, she's going to fall out the window.
Yeah.
Mama, somebody needs to go tell Eutychus.
Amen.
Somebody else to go tell Eutychus over. I see them over looking at him, drowsy, halls of preaching. I'm still saying, somebody better go over and tell Eutychus he's about ready to fall out that window. Well, it made me a nervous wreck. I was there on the third floor watching man teeter totter on the window seat. I'd have been a nervous wreck thinking, God, he's going to fall out there and kill himself. I got to go over and warn him. But everybody else on the third floor, hey, listen, they didn't have no concern. And you just had no care. And he fell on out because he was leaning more to the world than he was leaning to the church.
Amen.
That's good, brother.
You know how I can tell somebody's leaning the wrong way? It's very simple to tell. They got a look about them.
Amen, brother.
They'll have a little look about them. It's a worldly look about them. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. You'll see them out somewhere and they'll have a language about them. That ain't no. That ain't just leaning too much to the world.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's good, brother.
You mean they look, don't they look? That's something ain't looking right.
Preach it, son.
Well, you're not supposed to judge. Listen. You know what the word judge means? It means an opinion.
Yeah.
Don't
it? Yeah.
When you go to court, the judge writes something, it's called that he's got an opinion. And he writes it, he's got an opinion. And we got opinions.
We work
and God's opinion matters most. God's opinion. And God give us his opinion. And listen, if somebody's leaning the wrong way, they ain't going to look, they ain't going to look the part. Now, they've a lot looked the part, they ain't a bit more saviors than that.
Amen. Why does that?
That's another leaning the wrong way.
Amen.
But they're going to be a different look about it. Somebody that's saved by the grace of God ain't going to be half naked. Somebody saved by the grace of God ain't going to run around here looking a certain way. Ain't going to run around here half naked or fully naked. Ain't going to go out that way of a leaning of the wrong way. Somebody that's saved by the grace of God ain't going to look like when you walk through a metal detector that they're going to set off AT&T because all the stuff in their eyebrows and snouts and everything. They're going to have a different look about them.
Amen.
You say, oh, preacher, you just need to catch on up. No, you better catch on up what God puts
in. Yeah.
It don't matter, which it does matter.
Yeah, it does.
It matters a lot. You're leaning the wrong way. You say, well, I'm still saved. Well, you're leaning the wrong way. The language is different. Well, there's two kinds. There's this crowd that don't ever go to church. Don't ever go to church, no work. But when you run into them, old brother, old brother, I've been praying for you, brother. Shout the victory, brother. Yeah, don't ever go to church. Hey, listen, hey, they ain't like them. Oh, brother, I'm praying. I'm praying. Oh, we say, I'm praying in church. Oh, we don't go. Yeah, let me get my eggs and get out of here. My eggs falling. Yeah, that's another look. Yeah, everybody here's got problems. Everybody's got problems. You run in that crowd that's hyper-spiritual all the time, they don't ever go to church, get away from them.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
You got family that way. I got family. Everybody knows, everybody knows somebody.
Amen. That's right.
You can't, listen, they're leaning the wrong way.
Amen, brother.
They got their languages.
They know it.
Listen, you get saved by the grace of God. I'm going to tell you what. You know what keeps a lot of people from being saved? They say, well, I'd be saved. I just can't live it. That's true. You can't live it. God's got to come in you and live
it through
you. But you know how God comes in and lives it through you by yielding yourself to God.
Yeah.
You know that? And the more you submit yourself to God, the more you yield yourself to God, the more God will work through you. You say, there's no way I can go down there. I got these two bad habits I can't put down. Try yielding yourself to God. And watch God work through you. You say, listen. Oh, listen, I've been saved. I've had people call me. They've been saved 2 or 3 months. Oh, listen, they won't go to church. I'll run into them somewhere. And they'll say, oh, I had a bad day. I cussed the world all the pieces out. I'll say, listen, you need to be in the house of God. But if you've been saved a little while, you've been saved for some time, and you still got a mouth like an ashtray, bless God, hey, something ain't right.
Amen.
You're leaning the wrong way.
Yeah.
Amen. That's good, brother.
If you say you've been saved a while and you still and you got a filthy mouth, they something ain't right.
Yeah.
If you say you've been saved a while and you look like this, or you act like this, something ain't right. You're leaning the wrong way.
Amen.
You're leaning the wrong way.
Amen.
He didn't fall into the building. He fell out of the building.
Yeah.
Hey, some of you here, let's listen to me. You've been teeter-tottering. Hey, some of you are lost. You're trying to Peter Potter.
Yeah.
You've got to be bless God all in or all out one.
Amen.
Yeah. Don't Peter Potter.
Amen.
He said, I want you to be hot, be cold. Don't be lukewarm. He said, that makes me want to vomit.
Yeah.
What the Bible says. It makes you want to puke.
Yeah.
That's when you act like you suck, but you ain't. And it makes Jesus makes you want to puke. Be hot or cold. I run into something. I'm just not going to go down there because I'll just be a hypocrite. I said, well, just keep living the same old way you are. And when you die, while you just bust old hell wide open.
Yeah.
With all the hypocrites,
yeah.
Thank God.
Amen.
You and all the hypocrites can just hold hands in hell and gnaw on each other and have service.
That's
the Bible. And gnaw on each other and your tongue claiming to your mouth and in pain. All you hypocrites and you can gnaw on each other.
Amen.
I'd rather be in church where I just got to sit with her adoration for a bit.
Amen.
We got a rent.
We're coming, brother.
God knows who's today. The Bible says God's going to come separate it all out.
I
don't know nobody's heart. I'm trying to keep somebody in here from falling out. That's my duty.
Good preaching.
Ezekiel said it like this. Ezekiel said, watchman, if you see it coming and you don't blow the horn and warn the people, you know what the Bible says about me? God says, watchman, if you see it coming and you fail to blow the horn, he said, their blood will be on your hands. I'll tell you right now, your blood ain't going to be on me because I'm going to blow the trumpet loud as I can.
Amen.
And listen, you're going to hear the truth. If you just come here once time. I hope, pray God, you'll hear it. Just that one time. Because your blood ain't going to be on me.
Amen.
Some of you are laying the wrong way.
That's right.
Some of you are laying the wrong way with some of your friends. Some of you are laying the wrong way with your attitude.
Preach, bro.
Huh? Some of you are laying the wrong way and playing with things you don't need to be playing with.
Amen.
Where would you be if you hadn't been? Where would you be if you hadn't been saved? Where would your home be? Where would your life be? Had you not been saved by the grace of God? Because the storms, honey, Brother Gary, they're going to come whether you saved or not. I tell you right now, the Bible says there was other little ships with them, but only Jesus was on one of them. I want him on my ship.
Amen.
Some of y'all just the other little ships that just fall on by.
Yeah.
He's leaning the wrong way.
That's good preaching.
Look at the death. He fell three stories. He didn't just knock the wind out of him, Randall. He fell three stories.
Yeah.
And he landed. And it upset the whole place. You know, when you fall out of here, it brings an upset
to the
church.
Right. It does.
It bothers the church.
It
bothers the Lord.
Yep.
He fell out of there, and they'd seen him laying a long way, and they'd seen him fall. And he was laying down there. The Bible says immediately, Paul, the man of God, ran out there and fell on him. You know what some of you have needed in a long time? You just need the man of God with the word of God to fall on you.
Amen.
You just need to hear something. You just need to hear straight, plain, bold truth.
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
You just need the man of God to fall on you. But listen, he just didn't fall on him and kick him, Brother Jamie. He fell on him. The Bible says he embraced him.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I don't care what kind of man that's your life's in. And I don't care where you fell from. That's already done. I'm telling you right now, we want to embrace you and love you and help you the best that we can.
Amen. But
listen, if you fall out, I want it to be that you tried to fall out. That you listen. I want you to be able to jump over me in this little church if you're leaning the wrong way and are falling out. Are you listening?
That's good, brother.
The Bible says he fell on him and he embraced him.
Yeah.
He loved him. And he said he ain't dead. They still hope for him.
Amen.
Some of you hear these things, ain't no hope for me. I went too far. I've done too much.
You can't go too far.
You can't go too far.
No.
Oh, yeah. Some of you here, you think, oh, well, this is just a mess. God ain't going to be able to do nothing with this mess. I don't care what kind of mess. I don't care what kind of mess it is. Hey, listen, it ain't nothing that a good old altar prayer can't take care of.
Turn it around.
All it is, God can turn it around.
Lord,
so they said, look here. he's dead. And it, listen, it caused a great tumult. And they was crying. And the man of God fell on him, Brother Nick, and embraced him. And said, "No, he's all right. I just bring him something to eat." And you read, well, they were not a little comforted. You know what that means? That means they shouted for joy because they thought he was dead. And they seen him resurrected. And he sat at that table eating. You know what happens after a fall? Well, you know what the name Eutychus means if you look it up? I'll look at what it means. It means fortunate. He's fortunate. I'm going to say he's the only one that ever fell out of a window before in the whole wide world and died. But he's the only one we read about that got up. He's fortunate.
Amen.
If you're here today, listen to me. If you're here today and you're in your right mind, you're a fortunate person.
Amen.
You
are.
Amen. And you may have fell out ditch windows. But I'm telling you right now, listen to me. There's a God in heaven. He'll fall on you. He'll embrace you. He'll love you. The Bible says Paul took you back in that room. And they said, the Bible says Paul talked with him. I like that word talked up. That means a private talk. It don't mean a talk for everybody. It just means a private talk. Sometimes, listen, friend, you just need a little private talk with God.
That's right.
Sometimes, dear Christian, there's nothing wrong with coming here and you just have a little private talk. They do every Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't ever ask these brothers and sisters that say they're saved. What are you down there praying for? It ain't none of my business. They're just down there having a little private talk.
Amen.
With God.
Amen.
That ain't my business. Dear lost friend, maybe you need to have a little private talk with God.
Yeah.
And you can get on back to your seat when it's all over. And I'll not one person say a word to you. And if they do, come to tell me and I'll jump off.
Amen.
Amen.
For bothering you.
That's right.
But sometimes, Bible says Paul talked with him. That means he just had a little private talk.
First of all.
And then after Paul had a little private talk with him, he left him with the people. And they had a good time.
Amen.
Isn't that what happens when you get saved?
Yep.
You have a little private talk.
We'll hang out with them.
And then he puts you with people, Rosie, to help you grow.
Yeah.
Put you with people to help you learn.
Amen.
Put you somewhere where you can be fellowship with and have preaching, have singing. When somebody dies in your family, that'll be there for you. When you got a wayward child, Brother Ricky, you can call and say, pray for him and help me any way you can. There's people around you that loves you. God's put you in them places.
Amen.
So you can get that help.
Yeah.
But if you ain't there, you're laying in the wrong way.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
right.
Listen, friend, I pray right now, if you was about ready to fall out that window, you leaned so far out, I'm praying right now, as we stand, Brother Adam, get your song. I'm praying right now, somehow the Holy Ghost of God has pushed you in the window somehow. And you'll fall on your knees right here instead of falling on out the window.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll pray. Why don't you bow your head this morning? Girl, come forward. Brother Nicky, won't you come forward? Adam sings this song. You need prayer? You need that little private talk? I don't care what's going on in your house. Come on right now. Maybe you just want to come and take one of these brothers by the hand or take me by the hand, go back to your seat, say, pray for me. It's a start. It's a start. Come on. And nobody's looking right now. You want somebody to pray for you, raise your hand, say, pray for me, preacher. Bless that hand. Bless that hand. Bless that hand. Bless that hand. You hear him, you lost. You want to be saved. Pray for me, preacher. I won't be saved so much. I'm about ready to fall out the window. Right now, can you lift your hand? Say, pray for me. Pray for me. It's a start. It's a start. Come on. God's speaking to you, son. Come on. Oh, God's speaking to you, young lady. That man wants you to come. You've hung out the window. You've been all you sitting in a dangerous place. Oh, God's had such mercy on you. Oh, such mercy on you. Oh, there you are. You're on the windowsill. You've been leaning the wrong way for a long time. God knows that He sees you. Are you going to fall? You say, preacher, I have failed. I've hit the bottom. Listen, we got a God to pick you up off the bottom. Sometimes the bottom is hell. Won't you come right now, friend? Come on. Oh, won't you come? Listen to this song.
Carried home by the Master. It's enough.
your heart's pounding, you want to come, won't you come? God bless your heart, won't you come on? You need prayer, won't you come on? Have a little private talk right here with the Lord. Just you and God. You can go back to your seat. Nobody's going to say a thing to you. It's a start. You're making a step outside the window back in where you need to be. Oh, friend, don't leave out of here miserable. Don't leave out of here in such misery. You don't have to. God bless your heart. Won't you come on?
He'll say, come on, little children, and my soul will fly away.
Last verse.
Pain,
make a step. You say, preacher, you're trying to persuade me. Yes, I am. Whatever it takes to get you some help. I don't want you to go home miserable. God don't either. And God don't want you to fall out the window. He loves you so, so much. Won't you come right now? Won't you come on? Oh, you don't got to go miserable. I'm going to let Adam sing one last verse. Please, nobody move around. Be real still. I'm not going to say a word. This is it.
My things in order. My reservation has been made. My God, my ticket. When I knelt down and prayed, now I'm waiting on my captain to come by this way. He'll say, come on, little children, and my soul will fly away.
They fly without an airplane.
Transportation on silver wings, carried home by the Master. It's the
Father, as we bow before you here this morning, dear Lord. God, I pray, God, that anybody in here that's on that windowsill, God, they're about ready to fall out. They ain't right with you, God. They're lost. God, please, Lord, have mercy on them. Don't let them fall. Any Christian in here, you've been leaning the wrong way. You've been sitting in dangerous places. You're getting sleepy. You're getting drowsy. God, I pray, God, you help them, God. Well, I hope this message wakes them up, God. Wake them up, God. God, we want to do right, God. We want to see people saved. We want to see people moved up and moved up and grow. Lord, your marvelous grace, God. Thank you so much, God, for your men, brothers and sisters that are come here today, Father. Thank you for the morning offering that we took up, God. Thank you for Brother Garrett, Lord, and Brother Nick, and for their labors, Lord. Thank you for the songs that were sung here today, Father. Thank you for the souls that's been saved in this little church. Many, many souls. There's many, many more to be saved, Lord. God, I pray, God, we'd be found faithful in the work of the Lord. Love you, dear Lord. Please, Lord, convict our hearts in here if they're lost. Lord, if it's me, Lord, in the way, move me and put somebody else, Lord, to help them get saved for the glory of God. Love you so much, God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, dear friend. Listen, dear friend, you don't got to leave out of here lost today. You don't have to leave out of here miserable. I don't open the invitation. I can't close it. You get along with God somewhere. Reach out to somebody. We'll do all we can to help you. But it's your choice and your decision. Dear Christian friend, you say, I want to be closer to God. That's your choice too?
Yeah.
You can be closer to God,
yeah.
But you're going to put legs on it. You got to put a little effort into this thing, too.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, God loves you. I don't want nobody to fall out the window sill, do you?
Nope.
Do you? I don't want nobody to fall out, do you?
No, I don't.
That caused a disturbance. That hurt a lot of people. And listen, everybody didn't fall. Some of your homes might be ready to fall out the window sill. Some of you, whatever the case may be in your life, children or whatever it is, leaning the wrong way and getting ready to fall. God, I pray that you'll seek the Lord and you'll get those things fixed up and you'll lean, instead of away from the church, I pray you lean more into the church and fall more into the church. Eutychus' name means fortunate. He was a fortunate soul. I've seen many life not fortunate. And I love you here this morning. Come on out Wednesday night for Bible study at 7, Sunday school at 10 a.m. We've seen a lot of kids come out, and what a blessing that is. And they're growing and they're learning. Be much in prayer for Brother Garrett and Sister Bev's daughter back there, Amelia. She's going into the hospital in the morning to have her baby. So you all be much in prayer for her and her husband. And I love you all this morning. I do appreciate you. Thank God for you. Johnson, get us a good fellowship song. Fellowship one with another. Tell somebody you love them. If you know somebody's falling out the window, bless God, do what you can to pull them back in. We don't want them to fall to their death. Amen.
Amen.
Let's have fellowship this morning.
I know.
Listen.